Welcome to Grace Break Radio, where your host, Tracy Worley, that's me, brings a bit of grace, mercy, and courage to your day. Join us today for an infusion of God-inspired thoughts, questions, and laughter along the way. Again, hi, everyone. Welcome to Grace Break. This is Tracy Worley, and as always, I look forward to Mondays by Friday or Saturday, and today I have my guest, Carrie Oberbrunner, who is not only a friend, but a wonderful mentor. And we first met personally February of 2012. So that's how long we've known each other. A little bit of bio of Carrie is he left his day job to pursue his dream job full time. And that's what we're going to talk about today. The full bio of Carrie will be on the website, and it is also on dayjobtodreamjob.com. And that is what we're going to talk about. You have a new book out. You have a boot camp for dream job to day job. And let's just dive into that today, Carrie.
Awesome. Hey, it's great to be here, Tracy. I'm so excited by your success, this program. It's just awesome to see you coming alive.
That's right. You call it the Igniting Soul Tribe, and we do when we are following our purpose and our passion. There's just no doubt about being ignited in that purpose. So we're going to talk a little bit at the end of our time together about the boot camp itself. I had the privilege of going through the personal boot camp at Shawshank in May. So we're going to talk about that toward the end of our time. Why did you write the book, Day Job to Dream Job?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Tracy. I think that there were parts of my day job that were exciting. There were parts that I felt alive. But there were also parts of it that I just felt not fully alive. I guess not fully alive means dead. And look, no one wakes up and says they want to live a safe, secure life. And I knew that there were dreams that I hadn't fully lived out yet. There were parts of me that I hadn't really even opened up. And I found out that actually I'm not alone. There's 86% of people are feeling stuck in their day job. And Tracy, I know I have three kids. They're awesome. They're great. I have a beautiful wife, and I know that we can tell ourselves stories. And I was telling myself a story like, you know, this is why you went to school. I mean, you got a master's and a doctorate to do this type of work, and you've been here 11 years, and you have health insurance and benefits, and you love the people that you're with. Why would you do this? And it wasn't until I was watching Shawshank Redemption one night that it all came into focus. Sounds kind of funny, doesn't it?
And we do joke. So you're watching it late at night in your slippers.
There you go. Yes, my fuzzy slippers. That's right. You've seen pictures of those. And yeah, exactly. And, you know, I'm watching this movie about Andy Dufresne, who he's caught up in a situation that he basically was thrown into jail for a crime he didn't commit. And he's got a choice. He can either choose to be, quote, institutionalized. That's what they call it in the movie. It's where you become conditioned to your circumstances. You just accept the fact that this is all there is. And that's what many of the prisoners did. They quote, broke, or they cracked, or they just simply died a slow death emotionally. Or you can do what Andy did. And Andy's in a prison, but then he comes up with a plan. And this plan was awesome. While everyone's kind of, you know, in the prison, getting caught up with all the drama, maybe, you know, working out and all this stuff, Andy is intentional. And that's kind of the first thing I'd love for your listeners to realize is you don't have to go from day job to dream job with this huge, epic shift. You know, it happens slowly. I mean, Andy is just up against the wall, literally, and he begins to pick against the wall, and part of the rock breaks in his cell. And he's like, this is crazy. he has this thing called hope, and hope is something that's very rare, and yet he begins to have hope, and he befriends Morgan Freeman, you know, Red in the movie, and with a plan and time and tools and a team, he basically begins his escape. And the rest of the movie is that escape. He goes from prison to plan to payoff.
Prison, plan to payoff. And
that's exactly what I did.
Mm-hmm. And we do create those prisons, where we are in that shift. And for me personally, in my experience, 20 years in corporate America, I did end up in a prison because I wasn't following who I was and answering questions and creating just a daily life of what people expected of me and not what I expected of myself. And for me, that was a prison. And of course, we've both heard, and some of our audience have heard too, if we don't create our own plan, somebody else is going to create it for us. And that's part of the prison as well. The payoff is huge. It's the freedom. So let's talk about the freedom a little bit in that payoff.
Yeah. Yeah, in the movie, Andy has a very clear payoff. And that's huge. That's a huge point. I think that if people are just upset with their day job, or they're just discouraged, or they just feel like they're stuck or trapped, that's a good sign, believe it or not, because dead people don't feel anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they even feel something is a good sign, but they better get clear about what their payoff is, because they're going to face lots of resistance. They're going to be questioned by people. People are going to judge their motives. Some people are not going to want to see them go, and they're going to try to stop you. And right? Is this true?
It's true, and we've talked about that on the show here before, is average. Everyone creates and lives an average in our Western society, and for us to go against the grain and be outside of that box, everyone wants to pull you back into the box. And even our closest friends and family, they will be the ones pulling us the hardest to get back into the box.
Totally.
So we talk about tools, and in your payoff and that resistance, what some tools we can talk about today to not get discouraged when people are trying to pull you back in.
Yeah. I think people pull us back in because they're scared for us. You know, they think, do they really have what it takes? I don't want to see them fall. I mean, I had loved ones basically say, I know someone who tried that just recently and they failed big time and the economy and this and that. What Andy did is Andy got very clear about where he was going and what he was going to be doing on the outside. He thought of a place called Zihuatanejo, which is a Mexican town on the Pacific, and he says that the Mexican people say that the ocean has no memory. And so he wanted to go there to kind of escape the memory of what Shawshank did to him. And not only that, but he was going to set up a charter fishing business. And it's interesting because Morgan Freeman's hearing all this, and he's kind of like, what? You know, that's out there. You're in here. That's a dream. You know, but it's interesting because who ends up joining him at the end of the movie? Morgan Freeman. And that's what I've realized. Yeah, that's what I've realized. Along the way, the same people that kind of push you down, the same people that cause you doubt, they're actually gunning for you to make it because they want hope too. And that's what the prison felt like. They needed hope. And Morgan Freeman, of course, said hope is a dangerous thing. It will drive a man insane. But the tools to escape, I went out and I researched basically 9 things that you need. And these are the same nine things that I needed when I, quote, went pro. And it's that you need a story. The funny thing is that everyone has a story. They just forget that they're in it. That's why they watch reality TV, because reality TV says, oh, yeah, yeah, that's somebody else's story. I can get caught up in that. But very few people create their own story. And from the boot camp, one of the first things we do is we get centered on what your GPS is. And that stands for Guru Positioning Story, your Guru Positioning Story. And that alone, Tracy, that's going to make some people flip out, because people are going to say, right?
We've seen people flip out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. People say, what? What do you mean I'm a guru? What do you mean I have something I'm good at, expertise? And it's funny because these people want to go pro. They want to escape their day job. But then when you really push them, they don't think they're good at anything. And that's a lie, first of all. And it's a clue that they're not self-aware yet. Because they're not just going to go up to a client and get paid because they, you know, can sing well or something like that. I mean, I can't. You know, people don't come up to me and say, hey, you look good. I'm going to pay you. No, I'm bald. So, you know, I have things against me here. So what I needed to do is I needed to get really clear about what my GPS is. And once you are, then you can actually position that story within your business, within your dream. And, you know, from the boot camp, we teach you how to do this. And as a result, you can monetize this skill that you probably thought you never even had.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead.
The guru positioning story and being part of the process, not only in team calls where there's many people on a call or even in person, it creates that doubt of even the self-awareness. It's like, if I'm self-aware, then I'm no longer numb in that average. Right?
Yep.
And
yeah.
So to push people over that edge, it's a personal choice because you can't do it for them.
That's so true.
And you have a great coaching when people are at that precipice of, for them to jump. And it's fun to watch people go through that awareness. And unfortunately, we've watched people not jump. Hopefully we can encourage them even more too. So what's that feeling when you're coaching somebody through that process?
Well, it's interesting, Tracy, because I think that people want the dream job. People want it so bad, but they don't realize that the dream job is actually a result of the person that they become. And that's like huge, and I glossed over that pretty quick, but I really want people to think about that. You get your dream job when you become the person worthy of your dream job. And I'll give you an example. Right now, Tracy, you and I can go on eBay, and we can buy an Olympic gold medal, a real one, for $19,000. And I looked, you know, I checked this out.
Excellent.
Because I thought, you know, interesting stuff. The reality is that $19,000 true gold medal does nothing for us because we didn't have to become anybody to receive it. In other words, it was given to us. And as a result, we didn't change. We didn't morph. It's not reflective of the person we became. Michael Phelps, however, he got his Olympic gold medals as a result of the person that he became through discipline, through training. So one of the first things we do, Tracy, in Dream Job Bootcamp is we help people understand that even if you had $5 million and could go create your dream job, that actually wouldn't be helpful. And I know this because I've studied the lottery. And people who win the lottery, odds are that they self-destruct within a matter of a few short years, because money doesn't ruin you, it reveals you. And it's the same thing with this process of going to your dream job. Your dream job, the pursuit of it, is an amazing transformational process. When I had to escape from my dream, from my day job to my dream job, there were all kinds of things I had to learn. There are things about myself, like self-limiting beliefs. And most self-limiting beliefs, Tracy, they center on two lies. And one lie is, I am not enough, which deals with your identity. And the other one is, I don't have enough, which deals with your resources. And both of those are truly lies.
Agreed.
So I would absolutely love to give people a practical step, because some people are like, I get it, I'm understanding it, but I have no idea how or what I'm good at. And what I've realized is that there's a really good indication. People can apply this today. Are you ready for it?
Yep.
Okay. Most people, yes, they're not aware of their own guru position. And so therefore, what I ask them to do is I ask them to walk around with a notepad and I say, I want you just to be observant now of something someone asks you how to do. So what do I mean by that? When three or more people ask you how to do something, A, it indicates that there's a need, right? Because three people have asked you, like, how to do something. And you know from our mastermind group, we had one lady who, Desiree, who people asked her, how in the world do you become the tea lady? Remember that? Because she's the tea lady in New Jersey, right? She dresses up as like this lady who does tea for kids and Girl Scouts. But Desiree was not aware that she could take this and monetize it into a business. Because nobody thinks that when people ask them how to do something, they don't think about that. In fact, Desiree's like, well, it's easy. You just put on a hat and you just do this. But people don't realize. Like, Tracy, the fact that you have this blog talk radio thing going on right now, you are a guru to probably 98% of the population. They have zero clue how to do a blog talk radio. I mean, to them, it's like fly to Mars. But for you, it's like, it's easy. You do this, this, and this. Well, this, and this is actually probably where your framework is. And your framework is just breaking something down into simple steps.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can do that, you can help people and monetize them.
And that's having to just step back too in writing and the journaling. It's like, just be observant. What are people asking you? The first time I heard you say that, I was like, oh, it's so simple, you don't see it. Because
exactly.
we're trying to make things in life so complicated to get an average. But average is average, and it's simple to step out of that and into hope.
It's true. And once your eyes are open, Tracy, I know you know this now. Once you see that, it's like, oh my gosh, everything I do could be monetized if I do it well. Like, for instance, we just shot a book trailer. You were in it. You did a great job. People, like 98% of the people out there say, how do you do a book trailer? I have no idea how to do a book trailer. Like, what do? You just show up with a camera? So now whenever I do something, I stop and I say, okay, I'm already going to have 25 people ask me how to do this. So while I'm doing it, just jot notes and say, okay, first you pick out a location. Okay, secondly, you get permission, you know, to film there. Third, you know, and you just literally map it out. Here's the steps. And once you map out the steps to do that, then it's just a matter of one of our other steps in the Dream Jobber plan, which is essentially build your platform. And there's all kinds of steps in there that are simple. Everything in this book is simple, because I thought, look, if moms and dads and nieces and nephews and grandkids and all that, if they're going to read this book and get all hyped up but with no action steps, I haven't served anybody. And so instead of a book on hype, it's actually a book on hope, because it's a book on how to. I mean, it's literally a guidebook to help you turn your passion into a full-time gig.
And it is, and for those, I am blessed to have pre-release copies, it is a book of how-tos. I love how you just said hype versus hope, and it creates how to create your platform. The space and the service and the dream jobber plan, there's 9 different areas, and even how to create your product, where and how to promote it, all the tools that you've used, tools that people in your tribe have used, you know, and they know that it works, because not everything is going to be cookie cutter.
No.
For everybody. So it is a book of hope, not to get everybody ramped up. It also, the boot camp is a place to go if you're serious about your day job to dream job. And I also want to encourage people, because we've talked about the framework, and to really love what they're doing. And some people love what they're doing, they're just not happy there. And you can even take these tools for your current day job to be ignited in where you're at and not leave.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, this book is basically saying don't leave until you have a plan, because there's this romantic thing out there that's kind of, you know, really exciting and sexy, and it says, you know, just go in and tell your boss you're done the next day. Andy didn't just jump over the barbed wire one day and said, I had enough. You know, he was very strategic. He was very disciplined. And see, that's the other thing. Like, it is so easy to go from day job to dream job in theory, but it takes discipline. It takes focus. There's really only 3 things you need to go from your day job to your dream job. It's a product or service. It's a way to get paid, which is, by the way, PayPal. So everyone already has one of the steps available to them. Everyone already has a product or service that they can create. They're just not aware of it yet. And then the third thing is just someone to sell it to. And yet within those 3 simple realities, there's basically 9 things that will help make that so much easier. And, yeah, you touched on a bunch. And I'll never forget, Tracy, when we were at the prison, a couple key memories. One was that it was scary for people to go into a cell. Remember, we had them go into a cell and write a letter to their future self about what the bars represent. Just tell us how that was for you personally.
Yeah, so just a little bit of background. Again, in May, through the boot camp, we went to Shawshank for a day.
Yeah.
And you didn't give us a lot of time to settle in or to really figure out what our surroundings were.
Yeah,
and
on
you
purpose.
Basically said, yeah, you said, just leave your stuff here. Here's an envelope. Here's a pen. And go find a cell. And so we walked down the cell block. And first of all, it's freezing in there.
Yeah.
And everyone kind of just, like, picked a cell. And some people were hesitant. They were like, no. And we had a choice of keeping the door open or closed. You know, but just the thought process, there were some people in tears. We had even men in the group that were very moved in the thought process of being in prison. And how are we creating our own? Because really, when we allow others to create the plan and what we're doing from 8 to 5, we allow that or we create it.
Definitely.
For me personally, I just kind of walked towards the end of the cell block, and I knew I was going to be dirty that day, and I just laid down on those dingy springs and touch the walls and just the coldness and the humanity lost for those who are behind bars.
And you know, and I know, I mean, that prison is not, like, pretty. I mean, they left it, it's built in the 1800s. I mean, it is beautiful, but it's also this hollow place of reflection, and it brings up all kinds of stuff inside. And just so no one freaks out too bad, the next day, the next day, we go to this amazing place of life and hope and color and dreams. And that was totally on purpose. I tried to pick Shawshank because of what it represented, and then, you know, Spark Space because it just represents this epic place of future and possibility. And talk to us about maybe that second day, how you felt the contrast.
Spark Space was, again, it was an early morning, and so don't ask me what happened the first few hours. No, I'm kidding.
Right.
We walk into this space, and it's warm, and it's inviting. It's creative. Some people are very analytical and kind of struggled with that a little bit, but in every room is a different hat, whether it's a jester hat or a Navy sailor hat, a pirate hat. I think there was one with a birthday cake hat. You know, putting the different hats on, the space to move around, the huge white boards, just the comfort of knowing, okay, let's just lay it all out here. And that second day to lay out, going around the table. So it's an intimate group. It's not a group of 50. It's a group of 12.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through, what's the main things that I need to walk away here today for my business? And everybody walked away with it because we masterminded it. We whiteboarded it. It's, this is how and what you need to do to move forward. And so just the boot camp alone, you walk away with clarity and the intention and the tools to explode.
Yeah, it was so powerful because the goal is that, yeah, this isn't just some experience tour thing. The goal is that people walk away with a dream job or plan, and a lot of people identified what was holding them back and then steps to take, immediate steps. In fact, that was the last night. We said, you all have to say, what is your next step? And there was accountability, and, you know, some people are making it happen, and others, you know, are on the sideline getting pulled back in by the group and saying, don't stop, let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's that to have the smaller group in the intimacy of accountability, because we did. We walked away. It's like, okay, what's your next step? And a lot of people talk about this. It's like, oh, accountability, that's not my deal. It's 30 minutes goes by so fast, and we are out of time already. Everybody, the dream job plan, there's 9 different areas in this plan. The book is full of how-tos. The boot camp, I highly recommend. And if you want to know more, see more, ask us questions, go to, Carrie, what's the website?
Dayjobtodreamjob.com. Go there now. We give you so much value for an incredible just $6.99. The book's half off. It's crazy. So
that's awesome. And then there's video. There's, I think, even some downloadable PDFs to see what it's all about.
Definitely.
So Dayjobtodreamjob. Also, gracebreak.com will have links there as well. Again, Carrie, thank you so much for joining us today.
It was a blast, Tracy. Thanks.
Look up and out, my friends. This is Tracy Worley.